your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Chuck Crismeyer, and Chuck was a successful lawyer at the height of his career after 18 years, and well, the Lord called him out of law and into, of all places, talk radio, and Chuck certainly shares a satellite time. Chuck and I, Butch Paul, Joyce Riley share a satellite where you can hear his programs archived or live, and certainly. But anyway, good morning, Chuck. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. It's good to have this reunion.
Somebody had told me that you had actually put something out on your program about some sort of an intelligence report that had suggested that people not come to the United States. Did he have that wrong, or what was that all about?
I don't recall that.
All right, fine.
That doesn't ring any bells.
All right, fine. Well, they may have gotten it all mixed up then. Well, anyway, you've written a new book?
Yes, I have. And I'm just excited beyond measure about this book.
Well, why don't you go ahead and give us the background?
Well, about a year and a half ago, as I was going through my usual routines, just like you do in preparing for broadcasts and all of that, the concept just absolutely flashed in my mind about a childhood game that probably 90% of all boys throughout the world have played at some time. We call it King of the Mountain. Some people call it King of the Hill, where a boy of whatever age would find the nearest promontory point, some kind of protrusion above the surface. Maybe it's a sand hill, or maybe it's a dirt hill, or perhaps some mound of snow or something, would get on top, and his friends would try to pull him down. And each would try to become the lord of the hill, so to speak, or the king of the mountain. And no sooner did that image flash before my mind than I sensed the Lord saying to me, Son, this is what has been happening throughout all of human history on this planet, and is the best way to understand this culmination of end-time events where history and prophecy are becoming congruent right before our eyes. It's best described and understood as the ultimate battle for King of the Mountain. And right there on the front cover of our book, at the bottom is the subtitle, He Who Rules the Temple Mount Rules the World. And the reality is that whether people believe it or not, whether it's announced on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC or BBC or whatever, it doesn't make any difference, because the real issue here is that there are power brokers, there are nations, there are coalitions of nations, and not only nations, but actually religious powers that all, both individually and sometimes collectively, are seeking to become King of the Mountain, to rule this world from not only Jerusalem, but the very mount that God chose and declared would be the mount upon which His own Son would rule this planet.
But right now, of course, the Muslims control Temple Mountain, and Sidney, many Jews aren't even allowed to go there.
Well, isn't that amazing?
It really, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So what is going to happen? What do you foresee? Because I think we're moving right today, this very, perhaps this very weekend, into certainly a very, very dangerous period. I think that we're going to see increased instability in that part of the world as a direct result of a policy certainly being followed by a president that is not supported by the vast majority of the American people. Totally unconstitutional actions on his part. What is your thesis about what's taking place and what will take place?
Interesting point. Well, indeed, it's hard to imagine how the world could become more unstable, at least in the Middle East, but indeed it will, because there is this jockeying about right now, the positioning, whether it's Russia moving in 5 more warships into the Mediterranean, the U.S. moving 2 more battleships into the Mediterranean, and into the Persian Gulf. Those things are happening right now. And by the way, they all pertain to the setup for this ultimate battle for King of the Mountain. And it's going to take a few minutes to kind of unravel some of that. But let me go back to, you referred to our president. I call him the putative president. The word putative is a legal term that's used oftentimes in the law that basically means supposed. The supposed president, the one who's occupying that office, he has demonstrated since the moment he entered that office his affection for the Islamic world, his currying the favor of the Islamic world, and what a lot of people are not willing to recognize or admit is that he has been behind the scenes in choreographing the movement within the so-called Arab Spring within the Muslim world for the purpose of bringing fundamentalist Islam through the Muslim Brotherhood to the fore, into power, so that the Muslim world would be in a position to fulfill its Quranic mandate to rule the world. The Muslim Brotherhood has been outlawed. Was outlawed by Mubarak in Egypt, and the reason for that, even though Mubarak was a dictator, the Muslim Brotherhood is an even worse dictator, and this is the reason why the people kicked out Mr. Morsi so quickly, because they saw how he was usurping the reins of power, and there was no place whatsoever for freedom among the people. And so Mubarak was kicked out. And the reason he was kicked out is because he had outlawed the Muslim Brotherhood because he knew what would happen if they came into power. Then we saw that metastasize through several other of the Muslim Arab nations there. And now Syria is a fulcrum point. And the reason Syria is a fulcrum point, even more so than Egypt, although Egypt is the largest Arab country there in the world. Syria is a fulcrum country because both Iran and Turkey have their eyes on Syria to determine whether or not Iran or Turkey will become king of the Islamic world.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Chuck Meyer.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Chuck Chrismeyer, we're just talking about what is really going on then with Iran. You pick up the story, Chuck.
Well, thank you. That leads us to Syria. As you know, Iran, or Syria actually is like a client of Iran. The Iranian weapons have been funneled to Hezbollah in the north of Israel, that is in Lebanon, through Syria, and Iran believes that Syria is absolutely essential in its camp in order for Iran to become the vanguard of the Islamic Revolution and the head of an Islamic caliphate to rule the world. On the other hand, Turkey, which is also not an Arab nation but is Islamic and through Erdogan has become fundamentalist Islamic, has a sincere desire to extend or become a resurrection of the ancient Ottoman Empire and rule the world under Islam. That puts Turkey and Iran at incredible odds with one another. Now, each one of them, for their respective reasons, are currying favor with Russia. So Russia has provided all of the wherewithal and knowledge and much of the expertise for building the nuclear plants and all of that there in Iran. Turkey, in the last 10 years, has turned its back on 60 years of alliance with the U.S. and Israel to embrace Russia. But now Russia stands between its purposes and Turkey and Iran. I'm just explaining the scenario of what's really going on there. Now, let's move to Syria. Assad in Syria is a dictator. But he, as a dictator, just like Mubarak, has thrust out and kept at bay the Muslim Brotherhood. He would not allow the Muslim Brotherhood to come in because he knew that if they came in, just like Mubarak knew, that they would take away whatever freedoms, whatever secularized activities in that state, and would turn it into a fundamentalist Muslim state under Sharia law. He did not want that. As bad as Assad is as a dictator, as bad as Mubarak was as a dictator, what they did was actually allow much greater freedom for Christians in those nations. Now, with the threat of Assad falling because Mr. Obama is dedicated to getting rid of him, the Christians are fleeing Syria just like they fled Egypt. That brings in Russia. Where does Russia fit in this picture in the battle for King of the Mountain? Russia needs Syria. Russia needs Iran. Russia needs Turkey. Turkey needs Russia. Turkey needs Syria. Now let's look at Russia. Russia has become, in the last 2 years, the number one producer and exporter of oil in the world. It exceeded Saudi Arabia. Also, it has become the number three exporter of gas in the world. That brings us to Israel. Israel, in the past 2 years, has had massive discovery of gas, and that has become operational, the first gas exporting and development became operational in Israel just 2 or 3 months ago. Immediately, Russia stopped the building of its pipeline to Israel, realizing that Israel now had co-opted and frustrated their effort to have energy dominion over gas in the Middle East and in Europe. That is a serious threat to Russia. Now, just this week, the report is that oil now has been discovered off the coast of Israel, and Russia is beside herself because 40% of Russia's entire economy is predicated on the price of oil and gas. Now, because Israel not only has enough gas for herself for 70 years, but also enough to export to Europe, Russia is threatened beyond any imagination you could possibly stir up. Because if her oil and gas prices fall significantly, she is destroyed economically, and all of Vladimir Putin's vision to rule the world as the third Rome of Russia flies out the window. Now, that brings us to Syria and the northern port that Syria, that Russia has, a naval base in Syria on the Mediterranean just above Lebanon, which gives Russia significant access and potential control over oil and gas in the Mediterranean off the coast of Israel. Now we can see why Russia refuses in the UN Security Council, refuses absolutely to authorize any kind of attack on Syria, whether or not there is discovery of the use of weapons of mass destruction, because to allow that to happen is to destroy Russia's access in the Mediterranean to control oil and gas, which is at the very root of her ability to set up the stage to rule the world. So what we've got, it is an amazing picture. It's almost like a stand. It's almost like playing a chess, like three or four chess games, one on top of each other. All these different layers that are going on. And as if that is not enough, we also have, in the name of religion, we have Islam. It's both a religion and a geopolitical and governmental and legal system all in itself. In addition to that, we have the Vatican, which is also seeking to become king of the mountain and to rule the world from the Temple Mount. All of these things are taking place as we speak, and this book, King of the Mountain, goes into great detail using hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of citations from magazine articles and websites all over the world that validates the fullness of what is transpiring. It is what you might call the final battle at the OK Corral, so to speak, except the OK Corral here is Jerusalem and the Temple Mount.
What Obama is suggesting is totally illogical. I mean, 40 or 50 cruise missiles hitting Syria, but I don't think that Syria is simply going to absorb that without retaliating. And certainly if Syria were to retaliate against Israel, why, this would simply begin to destabilize the whole thing. Israel would be spawned, you know, basically, where is this whole situation going to end?
Well, it could result in...
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well... on the surface, it doesn't make sense unless and until you understand the bigger picture. And that's what the whole book is about, the battle for King of the Mountain. And this helps us to understand 6,000 years of human history, going all the way back to the Garden of Eden and man's effort not to exercise dominion that God gave to him or delegated to him, but rather to usurp dominion. And then came the enemy of man's soul, who was cast out of heaven, tried to usurp dominion on the Mount of God in heaven. He was kicked out of the holy mountain to earth, and the only way then that he can ascend to the heights of the north, become like the Most High God, is through the man that God gave authority in the earth, trusteeship authority in the earth. So he's doing that now through mankind. It's been a 6,000-year process, and we are now approaching the final culmination. And that's why we call it King of the Mountain, the eternal, epic, and end-time battle.
Well, do you see the Muslim control of Temple Mountain being replaced sometime in the not-too-distant future?
Well, ultimately it will be. But in the interim, it's a little bit hard to know just exactly what's going to happen. Some people say, well, you know, somebody will blow up the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock. But I rather suspect that it's probably more likely. Nobody knows for sure. The Bible doesn't tell us exactly. But it's very possible that a third temple will be built to the north of the Dome of the Rock. There is an area there that is directly across from the Eastern Gate, the Golden Gate, the Eastern Gate of Jerusalem, that has been sealed up ever since Jesus was crucified. And that is the gate that the Scriptures make plain that Christ himself will ascend from the Mount of Olives across the Kidron Valley and then up through that Eastern Gate to assume his mantle of King of the Mountain, so to speak, on the Temple Mount. Now, here's what's fascinating. Even though it seems so explosive, the very concept that even a Jew should go up on the Temple Mount and pray, there are some Muslims, including one of the most popular Muslim authors who has sold 65 million books, and he has met together with several members of the Sanhedrin, the reconstituted spiritual governorship of Israel after 1,600 years. He has met privately with them and suggested that it is would be a good and appropriate thing for Muslims to allow, even to help assist Israel in building the third temple. Go figure. So will this, the building of a third temple, ultimately be the key that will unlock the so-called peace agreement that has eluded the world, that has eluded George W. Bush, that eluded Condoleezza Rice, that eluded Hillary Clinton, that has eluded up to this date John Kerry? Will this be the key? I believe it is. I believe there is going to be a Temple Mount. The Scriptures in Malachi say the Lord himself will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire, and he shall purify. So that is what I believe is going to happen. The Jewish people, the rabbis, sincerely believe that there is going to be a rebuilt temple. In fact, just a year or two, a couple of years ago, the Sanhedrin, 71 leaders of the Jewish people, sent out a letter to the leaders of 70 nations, Stan, and pleaded with them to help them in any way possible to rebuild the temple, because it was the only way to bring peace on earth and avoid a worldwide catastrophe.
Well, I think the most important thing is for our listeners and people all across America to understand that certainly you cannot understand what is happening politically at the present time and as you understand the spiritual forces that are at work behind the scenes.
Exactly. That is absolutely true, and that's why this book is written. It is like a final, almost a due process warning to the world, to its leaders, to every people group, every nation, including the United States of America, and including professing Christians, that indeed this is the moment of time that all history has awaited, and what we are seeing on the ground is merely a sort of a an international chess game being played out in the fulfillment of the prophecies of the scripture going back 2,500 and 3,000 years.
Well, we're living in exciting times. This is going to be a very exciting weekend. And, this may be certainly a foreshadowing of some serious events over there. I hope and pray it's only going to be a very transient event, but we're just going to have to wait and see. Of course, I guess this morning, Pastor Chuck Crismeyer, his book, King of the Mountain. And we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Chuck Crismeyer. If you have a question, why give us a call at 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into the most incredible time because what's taking place for from a logical point of view, doesn't make any sense. But if you understand their powerful spiritual forces at work behind the scenes, that the people who control Barack Hussein Obama are intent upon this war this weekend, why, it does begin to make sense. Chuck, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and get copies of your book?
Well, sure. Right now, the best way to get in touch with us would be via either our phone number or our website. Our website is saveus.org. That's save U.S., not save USA, but save U.S. or saveus.org. And the book can be obtained that way. In addition to that, people can call if they're not, don't have access to the web. They can call 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. And Stan, let me just indicate, this book is coming out in 2 weeks. And we have just had a number of endorsements flooding in from prophetic scholars concerning this. Very excited about the concept of this book. I don't think there's ever been a book written like this book. It's a book uniquely for this moment in time. And here's what we're going to do. There are a lot of people that like autographed copies of a book. And if you have listeners that are interested in an autographed copy of the book, everyone who orders the book before publication, in other words, before it actually comes out, is going to receive an autographed copy of the book. After that, we're not going to have the time to do that, but we'll receive an autographed copy of the book. So, again, the number to call is 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, and the website is saveus.org.
Well, certainly the battle then to who is going to control Temple Mountain. And so what do you see unfolding at the present time? Or do you want to tell people what you say in the book, or are they going to have to get the book together?
Well, I can give, I've already given some ideas here conceptually. The book is divided into three parts. The first part, the first 14 chapters, deal with the contest and setting the framework from a biblical viewpoint of this whole issue of King of the Mountain, how it developed spiritually, how it's framed out in Israel's history. Then we move from there to the concept, the global concept of globalism versus God himself. This is the ultimate play out of the end time events. The Bible talks about it. Talks about it in Revelation 13, Revelation 14. Daniel talks about it, this counterfeit Christ figure, the Antichrist figure that will arise out of a resurrected Roman Empire. Some people believe it's out of the resurrected Islamic Empire. I'm not going to argue that at this point. You have to read the book to kind of gather where I'm coming from on that. Then the second part of the book is called The Contestants. And if I just read to you the chapter titles, I think that's enough almost to grip the mind and heart. The Beast of Blasphemy, Muhammad versus the Pope, Eternal City versus the Holy City, the Bear versus the Pope, the Dragon versus the Eagle, Gog and Magog versus God, and the Mahdi versus the Messiah. Now, each one of those sets forth the incredible juxtaposition of these major powers, major players, both geopolitical and religious, and why they are positioned to make this final bid to become the King of the Mountain, and how that is being played out, and what the Bible has to say about it. Then, the final section is called The Conquest, the battle for Jerusalem, and then an amazing chapter called The Great Game that talks about black gold and global governance, the role of oil and gas, and the looming battle, and finally, the ultimate battle for the mountain and the throne of every man's heart. Because the reality, Stan, is that this battle is not just a battle for King of the Temple Mount to rule the world, but it is in a spiritual sense. That's merely on terra firma. That's merely on earth. But what the enemy of our souls is really after is to rule and reign from the mount, the temple of our own heart. And that's why this is so serious. It is an eternal battle. It is an epic battle. And it is an end-time battle. And we are right in the midst of it. It is utterly amazing, Stan, that you and I and our listeners have the opportunity to witness this dramatic set of events that all history has waited for, and now we have choices to make, huge choices to make for our own destiny.
Well, it's this old adage, we're involved in the spiritual battles, the hearts of men and the souls of and their souls, and basically people don't understand. I mean, we see this events unfolding this weekend, and if you look at it logically, it doesn't make sense. I mean, here, after all, what's the justification for going to war with Syria? Well, they've used poison gas, and they've killed a lot of people. So what are we going to do? Well, we're going to launch cruise missiles over there, and we're going to kill a lot of people. You cannot launch cruise missiles or bombs and not kill people. So we're going to respond to killing people and remedy the killing of people by killing more people. And you look at it, it doesn't make sense unless you put this into a spiritual aspect and understand that there are other forces at work that the average individual really doesn't understand. And, you know, I think this is the biggest problem, Chuck, as I see it, is that the average individual doesn't understand the spiritual component of everything going on. We look at things as they're unfolding. We look at them politically. We try to put them in the historical context. We try to analyze the relationship between communism and oil and the Muslims and the Muslim Brotherhood. But if you don't look at it from the spiritual point of view, why, and it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. It's chaos. It's all disconnected. But what this book does is connect the dots. It connects the dots historically. It connects the dots geopolitically. It connects the dots religiously. And it connects the dots spiritually. And so it makes it understandable. I had one serious Bible scholar who is a professor now. He has written so many books concerning Bible prophecy. And when he heard about this book, he just said, Chuck, if you don't write it, I will. That is absolutely the most terrific view of the whole prophetic scene I have ever heard of. And I just received his endorsement yesterday on it. I tell you, Stan, I do not believe there has ever, ever, ever been a book that has tied it together like this so that everyone can understand it if they have a will.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting a copy and reading it. We'll be right back. Our number, 877-254-7524, if you have a question or comment. 877-254-7524, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Chuck Fismeyer, and certainly as we approach this weekend and we look at what's organized insanity, fully 90% of the American people do not support what the president is about to do, and yet it appears that the people who control him are intent upon some sort of a confrontation over in that part of the world. If you travel to Jerusalem, you'll actually find there's an area there where there's a group of rabbis that have everything in place for rebuilding the temple. They have the capital Arbor. They have all of the various things that will be needed for the temple. And now all they need to do is build the temple. And you ask them, well, how are you going to do this? And they say, we don't know. God is going to provide the mechanism by which the temple will be rebuilt. And I really think that's really the best answer. Basically, between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there is an infinite quality of difference. God does have a plan. We're seeing it being played out. And unless you understand that, so much of what's taking place today just doesn't make sense. What would your response be to that, Chris?
Chuck? Oh, I would say 100%. That's exactly what's going on. We can't say exactly how that third temple is going to be built. But the book lays out the whole picture concerning the history of that development. And, for instance, we have a couple of chapters in the book called the Temple Mount, then the next one's called the Power of Possession, the third is called the Temple and Jacob's Trouble, and the fourth concerning that is the End Time Temple. And so there are four whole chapters that deal with the subject of that temple and why that is so critical, not only geopolitically, but also religiously and politically. And one of the things about the book, you know, as you know, Stan, I practiced law for 20 years, and there's something about the training of a lawyer. It trains you to think logically and in a very orderly fashion and to sort out the issues. And a lot of people have said, I don't think anybody could have written this book other than a lawyer because of the way it's laid out. It's so logical, so orderly, step by step by step. And it's almost impossible to refute the things that are in it because they are supported, as a lawyer would do, with points and authorities coming out the ears, so to speak. There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of citations from every conceivable angle throughout the world supporting these very... It's just a load of facts laid together with an overlay of the biblical prophecy so that you can see it happening right before your eyes. You can tie it in with history. It now gives history meaning. It makes history a very exciting thing to comprehend. Things that you studied in your world history class in high school or in college now all of a sudden leap off the page and you say, oh, yeah, I heard about that. Oh, that's how that connects. And so it's very exciting to read. There are three things that I would like to, that I think your listeners might be interested in. We've talked quite a bit about Islam and its desire and intent to rule the world. But how about Russia? A lot of people would say, oh, yeah, well, Russia lost all of its pizzazz. Not so. In fact, many in Russia look to Vladimir Putin as almost a god. They see him almost like Barack Obama in the U.S. They see him as a savior, the one to usher in the Messiah through Russia as the third Rome. You see, the Vatican represents the first Rome. The Byzantine or Byzantine Empire in Constantinople represented the second Rome, which was overtaken by the Muslims. And from the Russian viewpoint, Russia, through Moscow, became the residency of the ultimate and true Rome. It's called the Third Rome Doctrine. And for 1,500 years, the Russian people have lived under this expectation that Russia will one day rule the world as a means of ushering in the second coming of Jesus Christ. You've got to, you just have to read that chapter dealing with the Pope, the bear versus the Pope. And that brings us to the Vatican. And when I speak about this, I'm not talking specifically to individual Roman Catholics. I'm speaking to a system. It's a geopolitical, quasi-religious geopolitical system called the Vatican. It's the smallest political state in the world that arguably is the most powerful. And the Vatican has its eyes on the Temple Mount and the rulership of the planet from the Temple Mount. Just a few weeks ago, Israel announced, it was a headline, warning the people of Israel that the state of Israel was preparing to sell, so to speak, to sell or transfer the Temple Mount to the Vatican, to sell Jerusalem to the Vatican. If that's not enough to get your attention, I don't know what is. And that was not alone. There's a whole 20-year history of that effort to try to gain dominion over all of the important sites, not only in Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, but also throughout all of Israel, every place where Jesus put his foot. And so there is that effort from the Vatican to gain dominion over the Temple Mount. That puts the Vatican in immediate opposition to Islam. It puts the Vatican in immediate opposition to the new global world empire that's coming through the Western world that is godless, totally godless. And that, you could say, that beast empire that is rising out of the Western world, the coalescing of Western of Europe, the Mediterranean nations, and America, is setting itself up ultimately to use the Vatican, the religious component of the Vatican, to give authenticity to the new beast empire. The Vatican is using that beast empire, a godless beast empire that has political power, using that to try to ride into global prominence, each using the other and prostituting themselves for the ultimate purpose of gaining the
We're out of time, Chuck. God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you real soon.
All right.
Looking forward to the book. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan, if you study the scriptures, you find the Lord is not going to return until, of course, the Antichrist is here. And the Antichrist is certainly not going to come until the temple is built, because he's going to be in the temple and take over the temple and rule from the temple. And so we have to build the temple. And how do you build the temple? Certainly when the Muslims control the Holy Mountain, we're moving into exciting, difficult, dangerous times. But if you understand that there really is a plan, and we're seeing it fulfilled, and if you try to explain, certainly, our attitude towards Syria, you must understand that Barack Hussein Obama is simply a front for the power elite. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. And they tell him what to do. Who tells Barack what to do? And the woman is Susan Rice. She's the National Security Advisor, a member, former member of the Trilateral Commission, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And they always control the National Security Advisor. The previous National Security Advisor was Thomas Donilon, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations. And the National Security Advisor before that was General James Jones, CFR, Trilateral Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to hear this through regular channels. They don't want you to understand the Brotherhood. Well, if you want to see what's really going on in the world today, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And we'll take you behind the scenes into these dark and mystical worlds, the real world that exists today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to get some of the other material we have. My talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, on population control, the covert agenda. Basically, my interview with Norman Dodd, it's called The Desperate Deception. It's an interview I did back in 1980, and we actually recorded it on film. And Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Rees Committee, back in 1953 and 1954, sent one of his employees, a woman who worked for him, named Catherine Casey, to go through the records of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. For the year 1908, 1909, and in 1908, the endowment, the members of the endowment, spent the whole year at their conferences asking, how can we change the world? Or is there a better way than war to change the world? And they decided no, war was the best way to change the world. And then they spent the year 1909 trying to determine how they would involve America in a great war to bring about a one-world government. And certainly in 1917, the United States joined World War I to bring about the League of Nations and the world government. And when that failed, we had to fight World War II to bring about the United Nations. And when that failed, why, of course, there's another war coming. Another great war, and this may very well be a prelude to it, are the events that are going to be taking place this weekend. Pray for peace in Jerusalem. Pray that this will not have devastating effect on the United States today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Remember that the DVD, my interview with Norman Dodd, Desperate Deception, Desperate Deception. And then, of course, My talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan. My talk, Population Control, the secret agenda. But the most important book you'll read, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it will take you into an understanding of who it is who controls Barack Obama and is directing the course of events coming weekend. So please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision, protection, and so until the Monday, may the Lord be with you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.